This is Ian Plested at Pendown Park, Merthyr Town. Unfortunately, the result today was Merthyr Town 12, Guildford City 0. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. That was a difficult afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think obviously we didn't start too well and conceded early under a bit of pressure as well. I mean, they obviously used the surface, not the ball around really well, and we were causing their own problems. Go two down fairly quickly was always going to be an uphill task. A couple of two silly goals given away, 4-0 at half time. We thought, well, second half we could come out, keep a better shape and do something and just see if we can do well the second half. But again, we've lost Andy White, Tom Williams and another lad to injury quite early, and we had to change things around and we just had no shape. A lot of commitment from some of the lads, heads were down, and that's what happened. I mean, they were just like training exercise really, just running through us at will. You've got to put it to bed and move on next game. So
can you use the excuse that it's a different type of pitch? We haven't played for a long time, we're not very fresh.
No, I think you could see our fitness wasn't great compared to theirs. They were much fitter and sharper than us. And that was a telling factor from the second half particularly. We lost the ball in the last third and we was all over the place. So, deservedly got hammered. And like I say, there's no point in me ranting and raving at everyone. Quite a few people give it their best, but unfortunately nowhere near good enough today. But, Wednesday night, we've got the next three games coming up. It's where we look to try and get 6 or 7 points out of the next three games and go from there. So
we've got games at home that against teams that are around us, which is what we're looking for, to get the points in those games.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the game will be on Wednesday. Looking forward to that already. I mean, we've got one or two players to come back in, and certainly we won't perform like that again this year. So, you've just got to take it and move on. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. We too many players weren't at the races, and they were sharp and quick and a good side and totally hammered us. So fair play to them.
Any complaints about the weather?
It's abysmal to try and play in, but the surface is good enough obviously. But it was just our lads have gone 4 down at half time, the heads are down and miserable, half of them don't want to be here basically. It's not good enough, but that's what happens unfortunately. And like I say, it's unfortunate to lose Tom, Andy, Sam as well. So we've lost three good players there as well, which it might have kept it down a little bit. We've lost all our shape and had to change things around a bit, but that said, we've got to do better than that. And I'm positive we will. It's disappointing. I've never ever lost a game like that. The only time in my life as a manager I've lost 8-0 and took over a side, lost 8-0. The next game turned it around 1-2-1, and we'll have to try and see what we can do Wednesday night. But
as you say, to scrap today and move forward.
Nothing else you can do. You can't sit and mope about it. We know obviously what's gone wrong and why, and if you look around at one or two of the players, you just haven't performed. And with a poor side you might get away with it, but obviously they're a very good side. And if you're not on your game, that's what's going to happen. So
thank you very much for facing the music, Kev, and hope for better results in the week.
Sure, they'll be all right.
Thank you.
All right.